Jesus appeared. This is our current sermon series, and today we will be examining our third focus along this journey titled, He Walks With Us. And I would like to begin our time with two questions or thoughts that came to mind during my examination. First, who are you working with, or who has walked with you? And second, why? This morning's scripture located in the Gospel of Luke, the 24th chapter, the 13th through the 30th verses, is in fact a continuation of the resurrection story given to us in the earlier verses of 1 through 12 in chapter 24 of Luke. The story tells us of not only what occurred when the women had gone to the tomb, but also what took place the following 40 days. And if I can be transparent with you, I could not help but wonder why, after all of the suffering, the crucifixion of Jesus, that he would decide to remain another moment here on earth than to go and to take his rightful place in heaven next to God the Father. The question of why. Why would he make such an ultimate sacrifice? The question of the act of walking, or the ability to walk, that has held such significant places in our lives, just as it did for Jesus and others. For when we look at life cycle, one of the most significant events in an infant's life is when he learns to take those first few steps on his feet, to be able to maneuver through life standing on two strong, steady legs versus getting around on all fours. Additionally, during those precious moments has been also an opportunity for moms who have gone before me and those whom I'm sure will come after me to walk with that child, that grandchild, during that special time of learning how to walk. But it doesn't stop there. For myself, my parents walked with me through many stages and significant moments in my life. And also, God had placed significant people in my life to walk with me as an adolescent, as a young adult, as a student of the gospel, and yes, even to make it possible for me to be with you today. People who revealed to me scripture, who revealed to me God's love, who explained to me the relationship of Jesus and God, and yes, even the Holy Spirit. All of these individuals walked with me during my lifetime. And there were times that I too were able to make the decision to walk with others. Our scripture today, as mentioned earlier, in the Gospel of Luke, the 24th chapter, the 13th through the 30th verses, it gives us more information, I believe, to help us to understand the purpose and what was taking place when Jesus had yet another encounter. Hear these words. That same day, two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. As they walked along, they were talking about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things, Jesus himself suddenly came and began walking with them. But God kept them from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing so intently as you walk along?" They stopped short. Sadness written across their faces. Then one of them, Cleopas, said, "You must be the only person in Jerusalem who hasn't heard about all the things that have happened there these last few days." "What things?" Jesus asked. "The things that happened to Jesus, the man from Nazareth," they said. "He was a prophet who did powerful miracles, and he was a mighty teacher in the eyes of God and other people. But our leading priests and other religious leaders handed him over to be condemned to death, and they crucified him. We had hoped he was the Messiah who had come to rescue Israel. This all happened 3 days ago." Then some women from our group of followers were at his tomb early this morning, and they came back with an amazing report. They said his body was missing, and they had seen angels who told them Jesus is alive. Some of our men ran out to see, and sure enough, his body was gone, just as the women had said. Then Jesus said to them, "You foolish people, you find it so hard to believe that all that the prophets wrote in the scriptures? Wasn't it clearly predicted that the Messiah would have to suffer all these things before entering his glory?" Then Jesus took them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets, explaining from all the scriptures the things concerning himself. By this time, they were nearing Emmaus and the end of their journey. Jesus acted as if he were going on. But they begged him, "Stay the night with us, since it is getting late." So he went home with them. And as they sat down to eat, he took the bread and blessed it. Then he broke it and gave it to them. Jesus, who had all power in his hand, Jesus, who was crucified on an old rugged cross, buried in a borrowed tomb, was resurrected on the third day, as Jesus had taught Cleopas and the other disciple. And yet, we find in life for them, as it is for us, that there are times when we feel disheartened, discouraged, and sometimes even question our why in being a follower of Jesus. Yes, one would say of all the things for them to encounter, to be scolded by someone, not realizing that it was Jesus, about how they were feeling and their need to discuss what and recount what had happened earlier that morning, was also part of what I believe Scripture is revealing to us today. For Jesus, why? It's grounded in scripture found in the Gospel of John, the 3rd chapter, the 16th verse. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that who may believe and shall believe in him shall not perish, but may have a chance to eternal life." Jesus came to do his Father's will. Not only that we would have a chance to eternal life, but that he was not coming to condemn us, but that we may be saved. Jesus continued to appear to not only Cleopas and the other disciple, but he also appeared to the apostles, if you will, the ones who walked with him initially. He also appeared to Doubting Thomas, as we heard on last Sunday, and he will go on to make appearances to other individuals in small groups as well as larger groups. All of this, my friends, I believe, goes back to a quote given to us by none other than Christian comedian Michael Jr. For he says, when one knows their why, their what becomes more powerful. Jesus understood that his why was to come to give us a chance to eternal life. What he did was to travel from town to town and village to village many times on foot, walking, being up close and personal with those whom he met, and showing them what God's love for us looked like in the flesh. Jesus taught them from Scripture, as he did in the verses that I shared with you, going back, if you will, to the principles and the ways of that time, that of knowledge, of educating and sharing. And Jesus was sharing with Cleopas and the other disciple one more time from a place of familiarity, the words left by Moses, the law, to help them to remember what it was that he had given them early on in the process, sharing with them God's promise and God's love for each and every one of us through the giving of his son, Jesus. Jesus also was reminding and encouraging them, don't get stuck in some of the bad things that happen in life. Don't get stuck in those who may not believe as you believe, but realize that Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. I believe in the searching of the why in this scripture passage provides for us affirmation of who Jesus is and the power of his resurrection story. For Jesus wanted to make sure that they did not lose heart. He went to those who had gone through periods and times of feeling guilty, like Peter, when he denied Jesus three times. He went to the disciples and some of the other followers who would be, in fact, those members who would carry the resurrection story to others to begin what would be known as the first church. Jesus came to remind them one more time how God was able to use ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Jesus' why was to fulfill his Father's will, to remind us of how much God loves us, and that he wanted to make sure that we would be able to join him in eternity. One of the other things that I like about God's word and the revelation and examination of it is that Jesus also understood that not only did he need to be able to walk the disciples and others through scripture, providing them with knowledge, but he also realized that it required a revelation. For in reading and studying God's words, there are things that are revealed to us during our journey, but also there are things that are revealed through us, through others who walk with us and whom we walk with when we understand our why. Jesus' time on earth for yet another 40 days was an opportunity for Cleopas and others to remember that the greatest story is the resurrection story, Jesus' story, and this story should be our story and the story to be shared with not only the church of today, but to be shared with the church of tomorrow. Pastor Andrew shared with us at the very beginning of this sermon series that there are those who do not believe the resurrection story, while there are those of us who believe, who have our faith in God, understanding that faith is indeed something that is hoped for, but not always evident. Knowledge is what many people use to be able to verify and to understand those things in life. However, Jesus understood that there are times when knowledge does not answer all the questions, but revelation does. The resurrection story and Jesus appearing to the rest of the world was revelatory to once again answer the question, did Jesus get up out of the grave? And so we know that he did. My friends, as we continue along life's journey, there will be times that we find ourselves walking. It may be with others, it may be alone, maybe around a school track getting exercise, or maybe just having a moment to spend some quiet time with the Lord. There will be those who will join us, and there may be those who may be preoccupied with the happenings in their lives. But I believe we have the opportunity to live out our why as followers of Jesus Christ, to share the good news that Jesus is alive and that God still loves us and that God still wants us to join him in eternity. The question is, for you and for me, who are you going to walk with and why? Amen. And amen. Friends, please join me in a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for your time with us, a time of examination and revelation, Lord, and how you continue to teach your people, but most of all, how you continue to love us. Lord, we thank you for all that your Son Jesus did for us and how he continued to be a blessing to one and all. God, we also thank you for the words that he left us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen. God bless you, church.